们还是要感谢你。
Each time we come to your presence, we have to give thee thanks.
因为你显明你的旨意是何等的荣耀丰富。
Because you manifest yourself to be how abundant and how rich.
特别是你恩待人所做的一切。
Especially how rich you have done upon man.
我们谢谢我们的主。
Lord, we thank thee.
你不仅是在那里做成你所要做的工。
Not only do you complete the work which you want to be done.
你也借着你所做的工来发表你心里头的所存的意念。
But also through your work, you manifest the desire that is in your heart.
感谢主。
Lord, we thank thee.
当你恩待我们的时候。
When you're so gracious to us.
你要把我们带到一个地步去认识你那永远。
You bring us to a point that we will come to understand of your eternal plan.
要我们这些承受恩典又认识恩典的人学习做一个感谢赞美你的人直到永远。
So that we who receive your grace and understand, know your grace, we will become one who will praise you forevermore.
主啊，你是永远的神。
Lord, you're the eternal God.
我们都是短暂的人。
And we are those who are temporal.
地上一切的事物都是短暂的。
And all earthly things are temporal.
唯独你自己是从永远到永远。
But only you alone are from everlasting to everlasting.
主，感谢你领我们读诗篇到末了的时候，你把这一个荣耀的事实向我们做了一个毫无保留地解开。
Lord, we thank thee that as you bring us through the study of the Psalms, you would reveal this to us completely.
我们实在要低头敬拜。
Indeed, we have to bow our head and worship you.
不仅是现在我们说这话。
Not only now do we say these words.
到永远的时候，我们仍然是说这个话。
Even more so, we say the same words in eternity.
你是可敬畏的主。
And you're a Lord who is worthy for us to fear.
你是配受一些的称颂、感谢、爱戴和赞美的主。
We revere you, and you're worthy of all praises, thanksgiving, love, and adoration.
晚上求你借着圣灵的运行，领我们再进到你话语的光中。
Tonight, through the moving of the Holy Spirit, lead us into the light of your word.
让我们更多的认识你的自己
so that we come to know more of yourself
更深的吸引我们到你面前来
and draw us even more deeply
对你做一个完全没有保留的感谢爱戴和敬拜
that we would be one who will completely adore you thank thee and to worship thee
谢谢主晚上用你自己的话向我们再说一遍。
Lord, we pray that you would speak to us once again through your spoken word.
叫我们灵里时刻保持苏醒，直到见你面对面的时候。
So that our spirit will always be alert until we see you face to face.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look unto you and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢神。
We thank God.
没想到那么快就读到诗篇的最末后的一大段了。
Surprisingly, it's so quickly that we have come to the last few chapters, Psalms of the Book of Psalms.
起初我接过这个负担来的时候心里实在是有一个好大的重担和恐惧。
At the offset, when I received this burden within me, it was quite heavy and also very fearful.
怎么能把诗篇那么许许多多，在一个不太长的时间里头和弟兄姊妹交通的完
？How could it be that with so many psalms in not a very long period of time that we can finish through the study of Psalms together.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
现在我们真的是到了最末了的阶段。
Now truly we reach to the last end here.
上行的是不是到了今天晚上我们的聚会里就算是一个小主题的结束。
Now we can say that we would be finished with the songs of ascents this evening, and it would be a small portion to wrap up.
然后就引出那个直到永远的敬拜和赞美。
And it will lead us to that thanksgiving and worship that is eternal.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
上礼拜我们看133篇的时候。
Last time when we looked into Psalm 133.
短短的几句话。
Just these very few verses.
我们就看到顶宝贝的就是那短短的几句话最末了的时候。是把我们带到永远。
It is that though the verses are very few, but it's these last words that will bring us into this eternity.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常会有这个想法。
Now, brothers and sisters, many oftentimes we have this thought.
我们以为永远对我们来说是很基本的。
Many a times we think this matter of eternity to us is just a very basic understanding, this concept.
但事实上，我们如果认真来看我们自己，在追求主的那个过程里，我们说我们真正的认识永远这一件事情是比较，我是比较我是比方来说是比较靠近我们个人要结束的时候或者说是主要快就来把我们接走的时候
But the fact of the reality is our understanding of this eternal matter, this matter of eternity is more closer, relatively speaking, to our understanding is thatwhen we are, we cease to our being and we go to see the Lord, or the Lord quickly returns to bring us to where He is.
我跟弟兄姊妹提起这样一件事情，是因为在读诗篇的时候，我们常常会发觉，这里边隐藏着一个问题。
I mentioned this point to brothers and sisters is because when we do read through the Psalms, very hiddenly, many a times it is hidden this issue.
因为诗篇是旧约时候的交通
Because the book of Psalms is the fellowship in the Old Testament.
那所以 里头许许多多一碰到实际的问题的时候那就和国度发生关系
Many a times when we see this matter come about, it has to is connected with the matter of the kingdom.
你在犹太人中间到现在都好你去跟他们接触的时候你发觉如果他们仍然存着一个寻求等候神的心思的话他们的终点就是国度。
Even till present day when we have communication with the Jews if there are those who have a longing and seeking to await for the Messiah it would be that their destination would end with the kingdom.
这样的一个观念也长久影响了在信主的弟兄姊妹们中间
even with such a thought, this concept actually is quite an influence amongst even brothers and sisters.
我们或多或少都会给国度的这样的一个认识或者说观念所限制的。
More or less, we have to admit that we are somewhat confined, limited because of this understanding we have concerning the kingdom.
因为在旧约的时候神给以色列人所说的话所立的约好像是带到国度就停了。
That is because the words that the Lord speaks to, to Israel or his guidance to them seems to cease, to end with the kingdom.
虽然在以赛亚书上轻轻地碰了一下新天新地。
Even though in the book of Isaiah it somewhat touched upon this matter of the new heaven and new earth.
但是并没有深入到新天新地是怎么回事。
But it did not go into very much detail concerning what it is about in the new heaven and new earth.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
到了新约的时候呢
In the New Testament.
永远这个问题就从知道成为神的儿女很实际的去追求的那一个目标。
This matter of eternity not only is very clear to brothers and sisters, to the children of God, but it's a very clear goal that they pursue after.
那所以我们读到133篇的时候
So when we read Psalm 133,
最末了的那一句话
This last sentence here,
在旧约来说是非常不得了的一句话。
As far as the words are concerned in the Old Testament, they are very heavy words.
因为对永远只是一个概念或者是一个一个很轻微的领会的，能很确定的在那里说到什么呢？神那里是永远的生命。
That is because in the days of the Old Testament, this matter, this understanding of eternity is not easily grasped. But here it very firmly says, with God, there is life forevermore.
我们感谢主，当我们读上行之诗的时候，也看到这一个方向。
Now we thank God because when we read the Song of Degrees, we see this is the direction that it is going.
一直说我们带到永远活在神的荣耀丰富里。
It continues to lead us in this direction that we live now in the glory and fullness of God.
所以感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以到了133篇，我们上个礼拜轻轻接触过、交通过的，那就是。那个永远里头，神怎么借着被造的万物，当然包括人在里头，去显明神是永远的主。
That is when we read last time, we have mentioned how in our understanding what we encounter through our circumstances come to realize and know that God, He is that eternal God.
那我们今天从134篇开始。
Now we begin with Psalm 133.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到134篇是不是诗篇里头最短的那一篇？
Then we take note when we begin with Psalm 134 in the Psalms. Is this the shortest psalm if you take note?
好像是。
It seems as if it is.
你在150篇诗篇里头没找到有一篇诗篇就是那么两句话。
Now you would be very difficult to find a psalm that is so few in verses such as Psalm 134.
什么原因？
Why is that?
那我们往前去留意的时候，我们一定会看得出来的。
When we read into it, we'll find out.
上行之诗，弟兄姊妹记得，都是神的百姓要到圣殿去的时候。一直在耶路撒冷的山上往圣殿的那里走。
That is when on the Song of Ascents, then the brethren will head toward the mount and toward Jerusalem.
你走在这个上行的路，不是只是一个思想在那里活动而已。
And when you're ascending on high, going upward, you're not only having this thought.
前面大段的话，你看这。差不多都是很在思想里边来接触到神在我们当中做了什么工。
In thought on all the words before in those songs, you can see the focus is on all the great work that God has done on us.
他要把我们带到一个什么样的结局里。
What then is that work of God to bring us to what end?
但是到了134篇呢。
But when we reach Psalm 134,
弟兄姊妹你看那里面的那个内容又转了方向了。
Now you see then, brothers and sisters, the content of this psalm changes directions.
134篇就特别提出了一件事。
In Psalm 134, it especially mentions this point.
这一件事情是什么？
Now what is this point?
你如果是一个上行的人。
Now if you're one who is going upward.
你是乐意做耶和华的仆人的人。
And you're one who is willing to be the servant of the Lord.
你怎么活着？
How do you live?
你要活出一个什么样的样式？
What is the condition you ought to live in?
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们从这个角度来看短短的几句话又把我们带到一个非常非常荣耀的结局里。
If we view it from this perspective, then though these words are very few, it will bring us to such a glorious end.
那我们先来看看。
Let us take a look.
耶和华的仆人夜间站在耶和华的殿中，你们当称颂耶和华。
Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which stand by night in the house of the Lord.
你说当然是这样啊。
You say, of course, this ought to be the case.
你既然称为耶和华的仆人。
If you're called the servant of the Lord.
你到了神的面前。
When you're in the presence of God,
你不接受赞美神，你做什么？
If you don't praise and bless the Lord, what else do you do?
那这是我们一般对他的领会。
Now, this is the general understanding when we have of God.
你留意来看神说这样的一句话的时候，那个重点在哪里？
Yet, brothers and sisters, when we see that God speaking these words, where is his focus?
那个重点不是说你们当称颂耶和华。
The focus is not the fact that you should bless ye the Lord.
当然是称颂耶和华。
Of course, we ought to bless and praise him.
但是那个重点是重点在什么地方？
But yet, where's the focus on?
你什么时候称颂耶和华？
It is the time. When is the time that you bless the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，你注意的。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
就是那第二句话一开始，夜间。
It says, by night.
那好像说出你日间的时候你就不必称颂耶和华。
Would it mean then we do not bless him in the daytime?
不是的。
No.
不是这个意思。
That's not what it means.
是什么呢？
What does that mean?
他这个夜间。
But this fact that by night.
而不是只是我们感觉上的白日和晚上这个这一个时间的观念。
This phrase here, who stand by night, is not our concept of daytime and nighttime.
这里是说出一个属灵的事。
But it is speaking of a spiritual condition.
神的国要来。
The kingdom of God is to come.
全地的人要在神面前称颂谁。
And all the people of the land ought to praise ye the Lord.
但是当时国度要来未来以前。
But before the kingdom comes, before it yet comes.
神的对头对神所要做的事情所做的各种各样的抵挡是越来
The adversary of God toward the matters of God, all his resistance grow more and grow more fierce.
有许多是明显的。
And some are very evident.
有许多是隐藏的。
And some are very hidden.
但是不管它是明显或是隐藏。
Regardless if they're plainly in sight.
他们目的只是一个。
Or hidden, there's only one purpose.
国度不要来
that the kingdom shall come
不允许国度来
and the resistance is against the kingdom coming
那这个属灵的实际
and in this spiritual reality
你就留意到这里那个夜间的意思是什么
then you can take note what it means by night
白天我们敬的敬畏神
of course in the daytime we praise God
我想这个从来没有人会觉得难以活出来。
No one would find that difficult to live out.
因为我们如果都是活在白天里，那你就是说，神的恩典和神的祝福是不住的向我们来倾倒。
Now, if we live in the daytime, then we acknowledge that God's blessing and His grace continues to pour out upon us.
但是属灵的时期一到了夜间的时候呢？
But in spirituality, when there's darkness in the, by night,
那是拦阻
there's an obstacle,
那是逼迫
there's persecution,
甚至是要了人的命
and to a point that will demand your life,
在这样的一种光景里
and under that condition,
你还要称颂神吗
in that condition, do you still want to praise the Lord?
你还要敬拜神吗
do you still want to worship the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，这里面就是说出这样的一个很确实的要我们学习的功课。
Brothers and sisters, the term here is a very practical, concrete lesson that we must learn.
啊，说这整篇诗篇。
So the whole psalm,
你就看到这夜间这个字。
And you see this phrase by night.
你就知道134篇里头要把我们带到一个什么的地步
Then we'll realize what is the condition, the point where this psalm wants to bring us.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
夜间
By night,
这一批敬畏神的人
This group who fear God,
他们仍然是站立
They still stand.
他们没有躲避
They did not hide.
他们没有偷懒
They were not lazy.
他们没有用别样来代替神。
They did not have any other matter in the place of God.
他们仍然是站在耶和华的殿中。
They still stand in the house of the Lord.
在耶和华的殿中做什么？
Now what do they do standing in the house of the Lord?
称颂感谢。
To praise and thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你不要轻看这几句话。
Do not look lightly upon these words.
这几句话是一个很高的属灵的学习。
These words is actually a very high spiritual exercise.
那是说出。你不是在平静安稳的时候称颂神。
It speaks of the fact that you're able to praise the Lord in days when it is not peaceful and restful.
就是你你所碰到的事情，你周围的环境是已经把你圈在一个十分难受、危险的地步，你的还是在那里说称颂感谢归给耶和华。
It is.Confining you in a very small, limited scope where there's danger and there is persecution, but yet, even amidst those dire situations, you still want to praise and thank the Lord.
我们如果整句话读下来的时候，你就发觉，夜间站着称颂，称颂以上的那个当。
We read this, then we can focus on these few words by night to stand and to bless. But not only bless, you must bless the Lord. Behold, bless the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，你能就能抓到134篇上了，要让我们去学习的那个属灵
的
功课。
When we are able to grasp these few key words, we're able to come to learn this exercise in here in this psalm.
他不是在那里说，当神把许多的祝福摆在你面前的时候，你要好好的承受以后。
It is not stating the fact that when God bless you with great spiritual blessings, then it is at that time you ought to bless and praise the Lord.
不，这里是说，当神把你摆在夜间的时候。你仍然是站在那里做什么？称颂耶和华。
No, it is by night when you're in those dark hours that you still there standing there to praise ye the Lord.
为什么
？Why？
这就牵连到神那个永远的旨意在人的身上执行，或者说在地上来执行的时候，我们。时刻要碰到的那一个困扰，而我们必须要越过它。
That is speaking of the eternal plan of God when it is executed upon man, when it is completed upon man in the earth, and it is during those conditions when there will be persecution and dire situation. It is at those times that what we must do is to overcome those situations, praise the Lord.
因为那话语往前挪一下，你立刻就看到那一个神心里头对我们的等候。
That is when we continue on here, we're able to see then the longing that God has for us.
他说你们当向左举手，称颂耶和华，为什么
？It says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Why?
在134篇里头，一个肯定的。题目在那里，你要认定神是谁。
In the topic of Psalm 134, a very clear understanding topic is you must come to know who God is.
为什么要称颂他呢？
Why must I praise him?
称颂他有什么特别的原因在哪里呢？
What is the special reason why I must praise him?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
134篇就做一个非常简单的答案给我们。
Psalm 134 gives us a very plain and easy answer.
耶和华是谁？
Who is the Lord God?
这里没有说很多事。
It didn't say much here.
接上去的135篇就说得比较详细。
It gets into even more detail in Psalm 135.
这里只是说出一个我们观念上必须要肯定的一件事。
Here only speaks of a very simple fact that we must grasp in our understanding.
耶和华是谁？
Who is the Lord God?
创造天地的耶和华。
The Lord who made heaven and earth.
那弟兄姊妹们
Now, brothers and sisters,
你特别注意到这里
Especially pay attention here.
这句话很有意思
Now, these words are very meaningful.
神是万有的起头
God is the beginning of all.
神是创造天和地的那一位执行者。
And he is the creator, the executor who made heaven and earth.
他是这样的一位神。
He is this God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他现在要向你赐福。
And now he will bless you.
在什么地方向你们赐福
And where will he bless you from?
当然我们知道在那个实际的光景当中，神住在天上的宝座，来安排各种各样的祝福显明在地上。
Of course, we realize the practical situation is He is enthroned in the heavens, and He makes all the arrangements to bless us on earth.
但是这里的话呢，是有一个意思发表出来，比刚才我所说的还要。高还要深
But here the words that is expressed in Psalm 134 is even higher and more deeper than what I just plainly expressed.
愿造天地的耶和华
The Lord that made heaven and earth.
天是他造的
He is the creator of heaven.
地是他造的
He is the creator of earth.
那当然我们如果 注意到的是说到天的时候就不是只是我们说抬头所望看到的天
Of course, when we say the heaven is not just the sky which we lift our head and see.
说圣经里面一说到天的时候都是诸天。
Of course, when in the heaven, in the scriptures, it means the heavens.
Heavens.
It means the heavens.
许多个天。
It is many heavens.
说到地的时候呢。
And when it speaks of the earth.
当然你从天这个角度来看。神就有许多的地。
Of course, if you look out from the plural standpoint of heavens, it seems like many land, earth.
你能看到天体，宇宙里头所有的一切实际的物件，都是神所造的众地。
If you're able to see all the expanse that is in the heavens, that is all the lands, that God has created.
但是很有意思。
But it's very meaningful.
但圣经提到地的时候
When the scriptures mention about land,
他没有说到许多的地。
It is not focused on all the land of all his expanse.
他是说到那一块地。
But it's pointedly speaking on that piece of land, the earth.
你读创世纪一开始。
When we see from even Genesis,
你看到这个事实。
We see that fact.
起初神创造天和地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
直接把它翻出来的话，起初神创造诸天和这地。
And if you were to literally translate it, it will be in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, this land.
弟兄姊妹们
Our brothers and sisters.
那因为这样我们灵里头就会给开始。
When we understand in this viewpoint, then we will be opened within.
神有他的安排。
God has his arrangement.
但是他的安排里面有一个中心点。
Yet in his plan, there is this central point.
这个中心点是在哪里呢
Where is the central point?
在这地
It is upon this land, earth.
为什么是这地呢
Now, why is it this land on earth?
整本圣经就说到这个问题。
And in the entire Bible, it gives us the reason.
因为我不详细在这里说，我只是让把弟兄姊妹你心思里头该有的那一个点连接上这个事实就好了。
I won't get into detail at tonight, but as long as we have this thought and we connect it to this thought.
当撒旦背离神的时候
That is when Satan rebelled against God.
他就是霸占了这个地。
He occupied then this earth.
他就把这个地弄成一片的黑暗。来抵挡神
And he had made this earth, this land, formless and void to resist against God.
所以创世纪第一章二节那就说，所以地就成了空虚混沌。
Therefore, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, it says, and the land became formless and void.
我想弟兄姊妹们
So I think brothers and sisters,
你读到创世纪开头的时候，你会不会一下子就会连接上到 那真实的过程。
When we just read through Genesis chapter 1, would we be able to connect with the process that actually took place?
那就是我们认定，天就是天，地就是我们所住的这个地。
Maybe our concept as well, the heaven is just the sky, and the land is where we live on earth.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
神的话给我能掌握过来的时候，你看到起初的光景不是这样。
If God is able to show us understanding, we're able to grasp His word, then we'll realize that is not the original condition.
为什么这个地成了神所注意的那个那一个地方？
Why then is this earth became a central focus for God?
因为第二节就说，
Because verse 2 there says,
地是空虚混沌，
Because the land became formless and void,
渊面黑暗，
And it was filled with darkness.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这个我们读惯了这些字句，我们也许不觉得这有什么了不起。
Perhaps we're very familiar with those words, so we don't find anything great about them.
但是当我们多读一点神的话的时候，我们发现一个事实。
But when we read more of the word of God, we'll discover this fact.
什么事实呢？
What is that fact?
圣经里面肯定一个肯定的一个事实。
That is, the Bible confirms this fact for us.
凡神所造的都是
That all which God has created, it is good.
而不仅是在那六天的恢复的创造的里边，神看所造的都是好的。
It is not only in that the days of creation that was recorded for us when He restored all things that it is good.
起初的时候都也是一样好的。
But in the beginning, it is created good.
但是你读第二节，启示录一章。
But when we read
创世纪一章二节。
But when we read Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, we'll discover
地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
The land became formless and void and covered in darkness.
神的灵运行在水面上。
And the Spirit of God hovered over the water.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
从好的变成坏的。
In other words, the good became bad.
从神管理的，好像要把神驱赶出去。
Under which God governed, it seems to cast God out.
圣灵在那里有一个动作。
And the Holy Spirit had this movement.
它只能在水面上。
And it was only hovering above the waters.
但那个时候水是完全遮盖全地。
Now, of course, at that time, the waters covered the entire land.
所以你怎么来看都不能说那个时候的地是好的。
So no matter how we try to picture it, we cannot say that the land was good.
那如果我们对圣经整个来说能掌握得住的，我们就看到了神和人的关系的那个起点，就是因着创世纪第一章第二节。
Now, when we have an understanding of the scriptures as a whole, then we understand the relationship of God with man began between there in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. And this also tells us,
当以后神为人造，神造人的时候，
later on when it records for us where God created man,
预先说明了他为什么造人？
He first proclaimed why he created man.
那从一面来说，是彰显神的自己。
On the one hand, it is to manifest God himself.
从另一方面来说，是执行神的权柄。
On the other hand, it is to execute the delegated authority of God.
那就是因为这个事情一发生。
Because of that matter,
原先霸占了地的那个撒旦和他的集团就反抗了。
Satan and all those who follow Satan, who occupy the land, then they resisted and rebelled.
所以从神造人以后不久，伊甸园所发生的事情就一直存留到现在，没有更改。
Therefore, even shortly after the creation, all the matters that took place in the Garden of Eden, even until now, nothing has changed.
但是虽然是如此，
even though that is the case,
神的话在那里肯定一件事，
the word of God there affirms,
你不要管外面的事情是怎么样，
regardless of how the external circumstances are, but if you hold fast who God is,
你要认定神在这一个 神所造的万有里头，他要做一个什么事情
？If you hold fast to the fact in all of God's creation, what is it that He will do？
你就有了一个清楚的认定。
Then we have a very clear understanding。
我是拣选耶和华的。
And then you will say that I choose the Lord God。
我要站在神的一边。
And I will stand on the side of the Lord。
所以不管是白日还是黑夜
，whether by day or by night，
我就是称颂神。
I praise ye the Lord。
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord。
但是你读这句话的时候
，But when you read this verse, then，
还有一件事情要留意。
As another point we have to pay attention to，
啊，愿创造天。愿造天地的耶和华
，May the Lord that made heaven and earth，
从锡安赐福给你们
，Bless thee out of Zion。
弟兄姊妹们，留意到那个那个特点没有
？Brothers and sisters, do you take note of that special point？
神原来是创造天地的神
，He is the God who made heaven and earth。
他无限的大
，He is infinitely great。
无限的尊严
，infinitely majestic。
啊，无限的荣耀
，infinite glorious。
现在
，now，
他到地上来
，He has come on earth。
在哪里
？Where？
在锡安
，from Zion。
那当然，这个就是旧约。的时候，那神以圣殿作为他的居所这一个事实来说明。
Of course, this is expressed to us in the Old Testament when God will consider the temple as His dwelling place.
神到了地上来。
Now God is on earth.
他在他所在站在的地方向人倾倒了。
And from his dwelling place on earth, he poured out all the blessing to man.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个是旧约没有办法认识得透的一个事实。
This is a fact that we cannot completely understand thoroughly in the Old Testament. We mentioned before.
旧约的人，他们灵里头最高的时候，只不过盼望我能住在耶和华的殿中就好了。
Those in the Old Testament, even at the utmost highest point in their spirit, their longing is, I would dwell in the house of the Lord.
但是这个事情在旧约是没有条件给你看到可以完成的。
Yet this is a point that we do not see in the Old Testament that there's a condition for this to be completed.
所以他们都是我们去圣殿，但是我们不能到神的面前。
So their concept is we can go to the temple, but we cannot be in the presence of God.
这是在旧约里头的那个实际的光景。
And this is the actual condition in the Old Testament.
但是神有应许。
But God has promised.
只要你到锡安来
，As long as you come to Zion,
你就不能不接受神的祝福。
You must there receive the blessing of God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这里头除了当时旧约的那个实际的光景，也启示了一天神的儿子要到地上来的那一件事。
This aside from the actual situation in those days, it also reveals to us that one day the Son of God shall come.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那这个就是134篇。
This is Psalm 134.
短短的几句话
，short verses，
把神要在人中间所做的，或者说在宇宙中间所做的，做了一个非常简略的。你说介绍吧，不能说，是启示吗？又不太完全。
Now you can say even in these short verses, it really, You can say it is an introduction, or you can say it is a revelation, but it is not completely expressed what God is communicating to us in this psalm.
因为在旧约的时候，你要说出来，人也听不进去。
Because in the Old Testament, if you were to plainly say it, man cannot accept it.
所以神是隐隐约约的把这个事情点在那里为止。
So God hiddenly just make the point and point it out at this situation.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神不是只点到为止。
God not only just pointed out, and that's it. 神还继续在说话。But he continues to speak.
所以一转到134篇。
So when we continue on.
135篇。
When we continue on to Psalm 135.
你看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
神就把具体的事情在那里排列出来。
God lists out very practically those things.
为什么要敬畏耶和华呢？
Why do you have to fear the Lord God? Why do you have to praise you, the Lord God?
首先你要知道他是造天地的神。
So first you have to know he is the maker of heaven and earth.
第二，他是乐意上人世恩的神。
He is a God who is willing to give grace to God.
不仅是乐意上人世恩。
Not only to give grace to man.
并且是乐意为一切被造之物来显明各样的供应。
But he is very willing to show himself as the provision of all to all his creation.
那你一读到135篇。
So when we read Psalm 135,
你就看到神很清楚的列举一件事一件事一件事的在哪里来让我们在地上的人你从历史里头你看见神了。
We're able to see how God lists, itemized each matter very clearly so we can see God through all these circumstances.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们看看神说了。说了一些什么话
So we can see what God is saying
那些话都不需要解释的
Now we don't have to explain them
你读下去就知道是什么意思
We read them and we'll understand
不过我们还是要读一些字句
But we'll read some of these passages
135篇第一二两节
So verses 1 and 2 Psalm 135
你们要赞美耶和华你们要赞美耶和华的名耶和华的仆人站在耶和华的殿中站在我们神殿院中的你们要赞美他你们要赞美耶和华耶和华本为善要歌颂他的名因为这是美好的耶和华拣选雅各归自己拣选以色列特国的子民那先停在这里
We'll read from Psalm 135 verses 1 through 4
那弟兄姊妹，你看到里面所提到这个这个事情，非常肯定的，说一句就带出一句，你们要称赞耶和华。
So very clearly, you can see all the verses here. Every time it mentions something, it says praise the Lord, and then it says praise the Lord.
为什么那么肯定
？Why is it so affirmed there？
为什么是那样的突出？这一件事呢
And why is this matter so outstanding?
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
你留意到上头你只是看见神心思里头的那个意念
At first, we can only see the thought that is in the heart of God.
接下去你就看见神把他这个意念做成在人的中间
Then later on, we'll read how he completes his thought amongst men.
他做每一件事情
And each thing that he does
有特殊的地方
There's a special place
显明那个事情和神在人中间做工的那一个记号
That will manifest the fact of his relationship as a sign of his relationship with man
那第二件事情是让神让人在神所做的事情里头认识这一位神不是思想里头跑出来的。
And the second point is for man to realize this thought of God it did not just come out of our mind from nowhere.
它是实际的存在的。
But God really lives.
并且是从永远到永远的。
And he lives from everlasting to everlasting.
所以他在地上所做的事情是一件一件一件可以数个人出来的。
And all the things which he does, we can itemize, list them out one by one.
这数点出来的事情在那里发表神的意思。
And when we list them out one by one, we can see how God is expressing himself to us.
那弟兄姊妹你看看在这里。
So brothers and sisters, if you see here,
就是刚才我们读到最末了的时候他说耶和华拣选雅各归自己。
He says, for the Lord have chosen Jacob unto himself.
拣选以色列人特作自己。
And Israel for his peculiar treasure.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常 严肃的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very solemn matter.
自从人在伊甸园堕落了以后
，Ever since man fell in the Garden of Eden,
人和神的距离是蛮深的。
Now the distance between man and God is very far indeed.
神乐意靠近人。
God delights to draw near to man.
但是人不甘心接受神。
But man is not willing to accept God.
所以我们读创世纪第五章的时候，你读到那一个时候，那我们的祖宗他们的那个光景。就是这么样。
Therefore, when we read Genesis chapter 5, we can see the condition of our forefathers, how it continues to fall and fall and fall, farther away.
所以我写的在那个创世纪用书名叫做什么？
Therefore, what was the title I gave to the book of Genesis?
活了又死了。
They lived and then they died.
谁活了？
And who so lived?
我们第一代的祖宗。
Our first generation.
第二代的祖宗
the second generation,
第三代的祖宗
and the third generation,
继续算上去的不住的那些祖宗
and then they continue on to list different generations,
他们都活过
they all lived,
但是结果都死了
but at the end they died,
最终怎么那你就 我们就了解到
then we can just understand
当人堕落了以后人和神的那个距离是越来越扩大的
As man fell, the distance, the gap between God and man continues to expand greater and farther.
用从两个人开始，一直扩展到无穷无望的子孙。
From two people, it continues to expand greater and further and more and multitudes to numberless descendants.
但是神不愿意看到这种光景。长久下去
And God is not willing to see this condition continue on.
所以他做了许多的工作
So he did much work.
要从那么许多人当中拣选一些人出来作为神特别的子民
So from all the multitude, he especially chose certain people out to be his people.
神就把他们的地位改变
And God changed their position.
他们要把他们和神的关系改变。
God is to change their relationship with him.
他们神要他们作为一个承受神的祝福的器皿，又发表神的荣耀丰富的器皿。
God delights to make them vessels to receive his blessing and also vessels to manifest his blessing.
所以你看到不是所有的人都在神这一个规范里。
Therefore, you can see not everyone is in the scope of God.
是一直等到雅各的时候。
It's only until Jacob.
神才确定这件事。
And God confirms this matter.
当然在雅各以上有亚伯拉罕跟以撒他们都是在这一个拣选的起头。但是神实际的来做出他的那个拣选是以色列雅各。
Of course, even before Jacob, Abraham and Isaac, they're included in this circle of God's choosing, but practically, it is upon Jacob and Israel.
So you read the Bible, Abraham begot Isaac.
Therefore, we see that Abraham begot Isaac.
Isaac begot Jacob.
And Isaac begot Jacob.
雅各生十二个祖先。
And then Jacob begot the 12 patriarchs.
那这样就是神拣选的那个范围就越扩越大了。
And then we're able to see then the scope of God's choice continues to expand.
很显然就分成两个局面。
And then we can see there are two sides.
如果神人在神面前活得正常的。
If man lives normally before God.
那是信神的人。
Those are those who believe in God.
那其余的呢是绝对不要神的。
And the other side is those who absolutely do not want God.
他们是不信神的人。
And they are those who do not believe God.
而从那一个时候开始。
And so from that point on.
你就看到整本圣经都在那里说到那个信与不信的那股关系是怎么在人的中间显明出来。
You're able to see from that point on that the scriptures tell us the condition of these two sides, those who believe and those who believe not.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你如果你继续整个的读，你往下读下去。
If we continue on,
你看见神是一件一件特殊的事情在那里做下记录。
You can see how God uniquely mentions each point one by one.
你所看到的
and what we see then,
不只是神所拣选的百姓以色列
It's not only the people Israel whom God chose,
啊，同时
but at the same time,
也造了许许多多的其他的事情
He also did many other things.
那其他的事情你都看到一个光景
and,
是为了除掉以色列能在神给他们的地上来建造。
These other items who can able to see the thing, the work which God does is to remove all the hindrances so that the people of Israel can build upon the promised land which God gave them.
而不是只是一个神拣选的民族就分散在全地。
It is not just the chosen people of God, now they're scattered throughout the land.
没有，神是做着做了些事情。在那里要建造以色列成为祭司的国度。
But God tells us the fact He has chosen His people and to build them, establish them to be a kingdom of priests.
然后才把万国都带回神的面前。
And then to bring all nations back before God.
这是以出埃及记时候的历史。
And that is the history of the book of Exodus.
但是你看到那一段的时间。
And when we see this period.
重要的事情记下来了。
And what is important is listed.
怎么记下来呢?
How is it listed?
先是从第五节开始。
First, it begins with verse 5.
原来我知道耶和华伟大，也知道我们的主超乎万神之上。耶和华在天上，在地上，在海中，在一切的深处，都随自己的意志而行。他行于此云雾，从地极上层，照电随雨而闪，从府库中带出风来，他将埃及头生的连连带牲畜都击杀了。底下还有一些，我暂时停，先停在这里。
There's more as we read on, but we just read from Psalm 135 verses 5 to 8.
我不必去解释那里头的事情，弟兄姊妹，你一读文字。你就知道是什么回事。
We don't need to read and interpret, but when we read on, we can understand what it's speaking of.
简单的话来说是。
Simply put,
神是创造天地的主。
God is the creator of heaven and earth.
他不只是创造天地。
Not only is he the creator of heaven and earth.
他也是管理着天地的那个自然界里头各样事情的运行和彼此之间的密切的关联。
But he is also the one who rules over, governs all these relationships as they have in his creation and how they're connected together.
那说清楚一点。
To be more clear.
我举一两个例子，弟兄姊妹就懂的。
So just a couple of examples, you understand.
当人被堕落以前。
Before man fell.
地上没有干旱之地。
There is no dry land, in this land, in the earth.
当人没有堕落以前
Now before man fell
那个水在地上边也非常的有规矩的
There is much order that is in the water that which flows in the earth
因为神在地显出来的时候就给海活定了一条界限
That is because when the land appeared, God already set the boundary for the waters, for the sea.
你波浪可以很汹涌
The waves can be very fierce.
但是你不能越过神给你的界限
But though they are fierce, they cannot surpass the boundary which God drawn for the waves, for the waters. That's the condition that was at first.
那个时候也风雨雷电什么都有
There was all the wind, the lightning, the thunder, the rain.
啊，但是那些都是有很规律、很有规矩的，按照那个自然规律来显出来。
Yet they're manifested very orderly, in nature.
但是人堕落了以后
，But after man fell,
这一切又发生变化了。
There are changes that took place.
这是本来和人非常，非常有这个连接的关系的呢，好多好多时候就倒过来成了人不得不面对的祸害。
All these matters that are intimately connected, related to man, but after man fell, then these matters, these phenomena actually becomes woe to man.
啊，就是因为这个信与不信的那个情形在地上越来越厉害。
That is because the condition of these two sides, believe and believe not, it grows drastically more and more far away.
所以神就让自然界的那个规律呢，不是不受神的管理，而是神不再按照他的常规。
Therefore,
来执行。
These natural phenomena that should take place.It's not that they're not under the sovereignty of God, but yet they are not appearing according to the natural order which God had intended for them.
所以接上去他就说到以色列出埃及的问题。
And it continues on to speak of the matter of the people leaving Egypt.
在以色列出埃及进迦南这一段历史里头，神又做了什么？
In this part of the history, when the people of Israel left Egypt, what did God do?
那在这里我们就很清楚看到那个信与不信的那个区别。
Here we can clearly see these two sides of those who believe and those who believe not.
神要把他所拣选的那些人代替以色列，神的应许地。
For all those that God have chosen, He is to bring into Israel the promised land.
那阻挡神的这一个计划之行的那一些，就在神的面前受到了轻浮。
And those who object, rebel against God and hinder His work to be carried out, they are neglected before God.
所以那里就说到了他们在进迦南的过程里头怎么得着那些地，又怎么杀戮的那些大能的王。
Then it continues to record for us how they entered the land and gained the land and how they slew the mighty kings.
那如果你回到历史上去看，
And when we go back to history,
这批出以色列人的这批出埃及的以色列人，他们凭什么来越过这许许多多的困难。
This group who left Egypt into the promised land, according to what they have, can they go through all these obstacles?
说人数 When 他们并不很多。
If they speak of numbers, they are not mighty.
你读出埃及记的晓得，大概他们能作战的兵丁不到六十几万。
Now, when you see when they left Egypt, those who are able to be even soldiers is only about less than
600,000.
Now, even if you say as a whole nation, they were over 2 million perhaps.
但是他们所经过的那是路程，直到进入迦南，那整个迦南地上的人
Now,
都比他有组织，有训练。
All that left Egypt and their land that they're to enter in Canaan, all the ones who occupy Canaan are many in number and they're more organized and they are trained.
所以在这里他说到神领着以色列人进迦南过程里头，把亚摩利人和巴山王都整个除掉。
So when it records for us how they slew the mighty kings, the Amorites and the king of Bashan.
那么说那里就说了。
Then it says there.
耶和华呀，第十五节。
Verse 15.
你的名存到永远，耶和华的，你可纪念的名存到万代。
Verse 13. Thy name, O Lord, endures forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations.
接下去14节，耶和华要为他的百姓伸冤，为他的仆人后悔。那这个后悔，我想弟兄姊妹应该知道，是神就为了他的仆人改变了心思。
Verse 14, For the Lord will judge His people, and He will repent Himself concerning His servants. This word in Chinese and English, repent, is that He has changed His thought towards them.
要叫这些不肯跟随主的人从神的管教的里边转出来，神不再管教他们了。
It is from this group of people who are unwilling to be under his discipline. He has removed them under his discipline and let them do as they will.
然后就整个来说就牵涉到神和偶像的那个区别了。
And then it goes into the difference of God and idols.
上面是说到属神的人和不信的人的区别。
It speaks of the fact those who belong to God and those who are who believe not.
接下来就说到神和神和假敬拜神和敬拜偶像的人的区别。
Then it gives us the difference between those who worship idols and those who worship God.
所以在这里就提到偶像不过是人手造出来的。
Then it tells us that idols are the work of man's hands.
神是自由拥有的。
But God is the one who is the one who is the all sufficient one.
人要用神的用人自己的手所造出来的要代替神。
Man will use the work of their hands to take the place of God.
那在地上他们没有鹿角的。
And so in that condition, they have no way on earth before God.
在天上他们根本就没有立脚的地。
And they have no ground, even more so in heaven.
不过这个事情许多人都不太愿意去接受。
But this is a point that not many would be willing to receive and accept.
今天我看报纸就看到有一个非常有名气的人。
Today when I was reading the newspaper, I saw someone quite famous.
现在九十几岁了，是物理学家。
He is a physicist and he is in his 90s.
不说他的名字了。
I won't mention his name.
他就承认一件事。
So he acknowledged this point.
什么事呢？
What is that?
他说人实在是太渺小了。
He said that man is really insignificant.
年轻的时候以为什么我都能做。
When he was young, he thought he was capable and able to do everything.
到了现在他就觉得
But at this point,
他想做的他做不来了。
At this point of his life, he discovered that what he wants to do, he cannot do it.
但是他的意思还不是在这里。
But that is still not what he intended to mean.
好像有几句话我都忘掉。好像人在这一个智慧充满的那个宇宙的里面人实在是太渺小，太渺小。
I forgot the exact words of, but his meaning is that a man in this infinite universe of wisdom, man is really just so insignificant, so small.
我看了这段新闻，我就说，哎呀，你终极都知道神是神。
When I read that point in the article, then I felt to myself, this man finally come to realize who God is.
但是你还是没有承认神。
But yet, even at that point, he did not confess God.
一般的那个情形。
But brothers and sisters, in general, this is the condition of man throughout the world.
所以神在这里就说到了，神在历史上所做的这样的事情，神一直在那里进行审判，也进行判处。虽然没有最末后的那个审判，但是在神所做成的事上面给人有心思去思念的为什么要敬拜神。
Therefore, even to this point, God continues to execute his judgment and he continues to judge the land and the people even though it's not the final judgment, but it is for those who can look around their circumstances to see all the work of God, to see him.
神数算了历史上的这些事情以后
And after God lists out all these matters in history
在135篇里面神就说了一个有是启示是应许
In the end then God says you can say this is a revelation or this is a promise
要让认识神的人你知道拣选站立在神的一边 称颂耶和华的名的人是真正的蒙福的人。
It is for those who know God, who choose to stand on His side and worship Him, and they are the ones who truly are blessed.
那个问题是在这里。
But that is where the issue is.
不是说刚才的那一个一般性的了解。
It is not, as I mentioned, in general, we have this general understanding.
是说神和人中间那个关系，除了在历史上面的那样的出现过以外。
Is the relationship of God has with man besides what it has appeared throughout history.
神继续在历史里面来做这个事。
And God continues to do this work in history, throughout history.
那我们一读那些文字出来 你应该就懂的。
And when we read just the text, you'll understand.
我在那个阶段十五节，外邦的偶像是金的银的，是人手所造的，有口却不能言，有眼却不能看，有耳却不能听，口中也没有气息，造他的要和他一样，反靠他的也要如此。然后你看的十六节。19节，以色列家园，你们要称颂耶和华；亚伦家园，你们要称颂耶和华；利未家园，你们要称颂耶和华；你们敬畏耶和华的，要称颂耶和华；住在耶路撒冷的耶和华，该从西安受称颂。你们要赞美耶和华。
We have read from verse 15 to the end of the Psalm, verse 21.
用这么你读这一段话，你觉得有什么特别吗？
Now, brothers and sisters, when we read this passage, do we find any uniqueness?
好像没有什么特别。
It doesn't seem to appear to have any uniqueness.
但是你留心下去就很特别。
But when we pay close attention, we see how unique it is.
我把那个问题一提出来，你就知道了。
When I point out the issue, then you'll realize.
以色列家包括不包括亚伦家？
Now, does Israel, the house of Israel, do they already include the house of Aaron?
说到亚伦家的时候，会不会把其他的都忘掉了，连利未支派都给踢出去了。
Now, when you mention the house of Aaron, then would you forget everyone else, even the house of Levi, forget about, neglect them?
没有。
No.
你看得很清楚。
You see very clearly.
以色列家。
The house of Israel.
12个支派全在里面。
All 12 tribes there.
亚伦家。
The house of Aaron.
是在以色列中间被神特别拣选出来，在神面前服侍的祭司的家族。
It is the priestly tribe that was especially chosen by God to serve in his house.
利未家的是亚伦家呢，是利未家里头的一小部分人。
And the house of Aaron is a small group that is in the house of Levi.
但是不是因为亚伦家在那里曾受那样的一个利未家就可以忘掉。
Not just because the focus is on the house of Aaron, then the tribe of Levi will be forgotten.
没有，这里又特别，除了亚伦家，利未家也是这样的。在神面前要称颂耶和华。
But not only the house of Aaron, but also the house of Levi, they also ought to praise, bless the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你看到那个关系啊？
So brothers and sisters, do you see that relationship?
以色列家包括亚伦家。
The house of Israel includes the house of Aaron.
也包括利未家族。
That also includes the house of Levi.
还不止这样。
Not only that.
上面还有话。
And continues on.
上面的话是怎么说呢？
Well, how does it say?
就是利未家以后的。
After the house of Levi.
你们敬畏耶和华的，要称颂耶和华。
Ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你跟上文一比较。
So brothers and sisters, when you compare to the text previous.
你能知道这句话是把以色列家以外的人都包括在里边。
Then you realize, ye that fear the Lord includes all the house, everyone else outside of the house of Israel.
这是什么人？
Who are they?
在旧约来说，
In the Old Testament,
那是愿意敬拜神的外邦人。
And those are the aliens, the strangers who are willing to worship God. It is the Gentiles who are willing to seek after God.
到了新约来说呢，
In the New Testament,
这个就是全地你愿意寻求神的人都包括在里面。
That is in the New Testament, all the people of the land are willing to seek after God.
那这说出一个什么事情？
So what does this point out for us?
神乐意向人施恩。
God is willing to give grace to man.
而不管你在地上是属于那个地区、那个民族、过去与神的关系是如何。
So regardless of where you are, who you are, and how your relationship was previously with God.
现在如果你转过来向着神。
But now if you turn toward God, to God.
神就纪念你们。
God will remember you.
神就接受你们的敬拜。
God will accept your worship.
神就承认你是属他的。
And God will acknowledge you belong to him.
特别给我们留意到
especially for us to know
许许多多的人
all these people
要有一个共同的生活的中心
they have a central theme in their living
什么生活的中心
what is their central point of living
你们不仅是知道耶和华是神
not only do you know who the Lord God is
你要知道耶和华和你的关系
you must know his relationship with you
怎么知道
how do you know
上面就说
and then it says
你们这些人啊都要敬拜耶和华
all praise ye the Lord
因为耶和华是来到人的中间
because God is the one who dwell amongst men
他住在西安
and he dwelleth at Jerusalem
与你们同在
and he dwell with you
是不是你们还不能直接的亲近他
Even though you cannot draw near to him.
他已经住到你们中间来了。
But he dwell in your midst.
所以呢
Therefore,
你们要赞美耶和华。
You must praise ye the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹们你把134、135年起来你看到那个事实是这样的。
So brothers and sisters, if we connect Psalm 134 and 135, we see the progression here.
然后到了136篇啊,
and then Psalm 136,
你就看到神说的话就说到更清楚了。
You can see even more clearly the spoken word of God.
136篇,
Psalm 136,
一共是86节
It is 26 verses.
但是在这26节的里头
But in these 26 verses,
有一句话就出现了，好像从开始到末了，就是这句话。
I think you can just say from beginning to end, this sentence, this verse appears.
什么话呢？
What is that?
你们要称颂耶和华。因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
26节的里头
Verse 26,
我没有很清楚地把它数点过，但是我就是很粗略的数点。这66节的里头，神说了24次。因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Now I didn't count it every verse, but I roughly counted these 26 verses 24 times. It says, "For his mercy endures forever."
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你留意这三十六136篇的话
，if you take note of Psalm 136，
整篇是集中在神的性情怎么发表在他在。被造与被造之物当中的关系。
It focuses on his nature and what his relationship with as the creator to those who his creation.
如果弟兄姊妹你细细就去看。
So brothers and sisters, you read in detail.
当中有相当的部分就是把135篇里头的事情重新再提一提，但是就不停在哪里，就一直说到什么为止呢？
Some of the points mentioned in Psalm 136 is actually repeated from Psalm 135, but it not only stops there repeating what is in Psalm 135, it continues on and continues on. You can say it does not cease.
Because you 留意到, 他这一句话
if you take note of this phrase,
不仅仅说出神的性情
not only speaks, express the nature of God,
也说出了神的那一个实际
but it also really tells us the reality of God.
他是永远到永远的神
It speaks of the fact he is an everlasting God.
他是慈爱的
Now he is merciful.
明天他还是慈爱。
Tomorrow he remains merciful.
直到永远他仍然是慈爱。
And his mercy endures forever, forevermore. He is merciful. What about the past?
你看历史就知道。
You can see that in history.
神又是用着他的慈爱来纪念那些愿意拣选神的人。
He is the one who is willing to use his mercy, his loving kindness to provide, to support those who are willing to choose him.
但是在136篇的里头就说到许多的事情天上地上地底下全都包括了
But in Psalm 136 it speaks on many things that is in heaven, on earth and beneath the earth、
我挑一两处给弟兄姊妹看了就好
So I'll just read a few verses for you
不过我特别愿意弟兄姊妹你特别注意这里所说说不住的在那里重复的那一句话，因为耶和他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
But brothers and sisters, take note of this repeat phrase of "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good; for His mercy endures forever."
那从第四节开始
，starting with verse 4，
称赞那独行大奇事的，因他的慈爱永远长存。
To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endures forever.
称谢那用智慧造天的，因他的慈爱永远长存。
To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever.
称谢那铺地在水以上的，因他的慈爱永远长存。
To him that stretch out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever.
称谢那造成大光的，因他的慈爱永远长存。
To him that made great lights, for his mercy endures forever.
他造日头管白昼，因他的慈爱永远长存。
The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever.
他领以色列人从他们中间出来，因他的慈爱永远长存。
And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endures forever.
刚才我们就读的那一段。
Brothers and sisters, the passage we just read. 你就看到神和人的那个关系。You're able to see the relationship of God and man.
创造万有。
He created all.
但是创造万有出来不是没有原因。
There's a reason for his creation.
这个原因是为什么呢
？What is that reason?
为叫被造之物， It is, 特别是那个活物。
It is,
可以存活。
It is for the purpose of the creation, especially for the creatures, in order for them to live.
各种的物件有它的特性在哪里
And each created thing has its unique function there.
一次那个慧芬姊妹跟我提起
And so one time, Sister Wei Hun mentioned to me.
我跟她说，你们学化学啊，那么这一些有很多的那个实际的光景，你们应该可以用把你们所知道的用得着，当弟兄姊妹们信心里头得帮助的呢，你们怎么不给交通出来？
So since they are studying in chemistry, I suggested to her, perhaps on all your learnings and all your experience, you're able to share what you learn from the chemistry, from those functions, those chemicals, to share examples to strengthen the faith, to encourage brothers and sisters.
她当时就说，哎呀，不习惯讲话，不知道怎么讲。
Her response was, I'm not very eloquent and I'm not used to speaking in that way, so I don't know how to.
不过他就说了一句话，他说你提的这个问题倒是很值得我们去留意。
But she replied and said, that point you mentioned is actually very worthwhile for us to pay attention to that point.
他就说了，再说一句话，他说就是好像水这个问题啊。里面就太多话可以讲了。
And she went on with an example, even with this example of water, even water itself, there's so much that we can come to understand from water.
我说这里就不讲。
I won't say it here.
弟兄姊妹，你留意这里这段话里头，我就拿水来说一说吧。我不懂那些东西。
Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know those things, but just using as an example to illustrate here.
但是我只知道它的形态，就是我们读小学、读中学的时候。
Now, this is the state of water which actually we all can come to understand we have studied in school before. We can see the three forms, the three states of water, we all know.
水就是水了。
Water is just water.
太热了的，它就蒸发的成了水气了。
Now, when it is boiled and it is, turns into steam.
太冷了它就结冰浮在上层了。
It will evaporate, but then when it's very cold on the other extreme, it will be ice.
你说是有什么稀奇？
Now you say, well, what's so amazing about that?
不稀奇是假的。
Now it is amazing.
你会稀奇的就真的是神的特别的怜悯。
If you are able to be amazed just by this simple phenomenon, it's by the mercy of God.
水如果不是很正常的留在那里，人就受祸了。
Now, if the water is not in a very normal state there, then there's woe to man.
如果水它的性情不是这个样子的，太阳夏天的时候，太阳太猛烈的时候。
If the water is not in a normal state, then when it's too hot in the summer,
水不蒸发。
If the water is not evaporated,
空气就干了。
Then it will be, very dry in the air.
那你的皮肤就受得了。
Then it will be, difficult for our skin.
但是这是小事。
Now that's just a minor impact.
如果它不成为蒸水蒸气升到天上，然后呢聚拢下来，再变成雨。
And,If the water is not evaporated and into the clouds, into the air, and then it becomes rain,
弟兄姊妹们,
then brothers and sisters,
我们每一个人都要承受一下什么叫做干旱。
Then we'll all go through drought and famine.
连吃都没东西吃了。
And we will be a lack of food.
还有,
and
冬天太冷了。
In the winter when it's too cold, water turns to ice.
那是很有意思。
But it's very meaningful.
它一结冰了，它的冰都在上面。
When it becomes ice, it is on the upper layer.
也许它很厚。
Perhaps it's very, a thick layer of ice or not too thick.
但是它成了一厚厚的一层冰在上面。
But there's a very thick layer of ice.
底下还是水。
It is still water underneath the ice.
如果弟兄姊妹，你可以想象。
Now you can just imagine, brothers and sisters.
如果它冷到一个地步，它结冰不是是表面，是整个水层都表。都结了冰的话。
Now, if it's so cold, not only the surface layer is ice hard, but then the entire water becomes solid ice.
我们就有好多机会吃鱼干了。
Now, then what we will have is just dry fish jerky.
因为鱼都冷死了。
Because all the fish would have been frozen and dead. 都好
像进了冰箱里头。
And it's just like we have dead fish in the freezer.
世界的生态就起变化了。
And then you can see the continual impact of the creatures on earth.
当我们看到神说到这么一些事情的时候，你没有，没注意到就没注意到。你注意到的时候，你不能不在神的面前俯下来说：“神啊，我们称赞你。”
So, brothers and sisters, when we read through these matters, as simple as they seem, if we don't pay attention to it, we'll just neglect it. But if we do pay somewhat of attention to it and we see what it is, then we must prostrate and say, "God, we praise you."
然后就继续。在这些篇诗里继续又把前面所数点过的历史上的事情又数点出来。
And then the, psalm goes to the points which was numbered before in Psalm 135 and lists out again.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
一直说到最末了。
Until the end,
你就看见一件事。
You can see one thing.
神是把他应许里头的一切都赏赐，特别是说到地，特别赏赐给他的百姓为业。
You can see then all the listing, the numbering here, and all for his people, especially the land, it says, even a heritage unto his people, unto Israel, his servant.
从21节开始你再看看。
Starting with verse 21.
他将他们的地赐他的百姓为业，因他的慈爱永远长存，就是赐他的仆人以色列为业，因他的慈爱永远长存，他顾念我们在卑微的地步，因他的慈爱永远长存，他就把我们脱离敌人，因他的慈爱永远长存，他赐粮食给凡有血气的，因他的慈爱永远长存。你们要称谢天上的神，因为他的慈爱永远长存。
We have read from verse 21 to the end, verse 26.
弟兄姊妹们，你怎么来总结这一段的话
？So brothers and sisters, how do we summarize this last portion here？
我读到这一段话的时候，里面就涌出一句话来。
So when I read this passage here, from me flows these words:
神的帐幕在人间。
God tabernacles amongst men.
哦，神做了许许多多的事。
God has done so much.
但是他一切的事情，一面显明他是神。
All that he has done on the one hand reveals the fact to us that he is God.
另一面就是一切被造之物在神的面前都是蒙纪念的。
The other point it reveals to us are all created things, they are remembered by God.
尤其是人，特别是他。蒙纪念的
especially man, it is especially remembered by God.
你回头看到创世纪说神造人的时候的他那个安排。
And when we especially reflect in Genesis, in God's arrangement of his creation of man.
我们又照着我们的形象造人。
Let us create man in our own image.
使他们管理天上的鸟，海里的鱼，地上的野兽和昆虫。
And let them rule over all the birds of the air and the fish in the sea and all the creatures, living creatures and all the creeping things on earth.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神在他整个的万有里边所显明的一个大事。
So brothers and sisters, this is the great thing which God has manifested in the universe.
那个中心的器皿是人。
And that central vessel is man.
他要解决的问题是黑暗的权势。
And what God wants to deal with is the power of darkness.
当这一切都做完的时候。
And when all this is complete.
弟兄姊妹，你真看到什么叫做神的帐幕在人间。
Then, brothers and sisters, we'll truly realize what it means when God's tabernacle is amongst men.
所以从创世纪你看见，起初神创造天地。
So in Genesis, we see in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
到了最末后，新天新地来了。
So at the end, when we see the coming of new heaven and new earth,
启示录里边就声明一件事情。
And so in Revelation, it will pronounce to us,
神的帐幕在人间。
God's tabernacle is amongst men.
我们是在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
上行的是一直把人领到。神是谁？他在万有当中做工，他为什么做工？他做工的目的是什么
？The Song of Ascents tells us who God is and what He is doing and what is the purpose of His work.
都给我们做了一个很简单，但是是很准确的说明。
Although it gives us a very simple explanation, it gives us a very accurate explanation to declare to us what God is doing. We thank our Lord.
他让我们寻求他的人没有隐藏他自己。
He does not hide himself to those who seek him.
但愿我们实在的能在神面前体会得到。
And may it be that we will truly come to understand in His presence.
神既然把我们摆在上行之师的行列里。
If God is placing us amongst those who are on the way to the Song of Ascents.
我们真知道上行的师是上行是什么一回事。
Then may we truly know what it means when we are on the Song of Ascents, what it means to go upward.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
那么从一百 37节开始。
So, starting from Psalm 137 then,
神又转了他说话的那个方向。
God changes direction in which he speaks.
让我们看见神是怎么定准了成就他的永远的旨意。
It shows us how God has set his sight on very accurately how he will accomplish his eternal will.
那137篇我们就上礼拜才开始。
And we'll begin Psalm 137 next week.
我想还是念三篇吧。
I think we'll go into three Psalms next week as well.
37, 38, 39.
We'll go from Psalm 137,
38, and 139. 但愿主恩待我们。
And may the Lord deal kindly with us.
让我们真实的从诗篇的里头不只是学到怎么祷告，并且知道我们怎么在与神交通的里头接受神在他永远旨意里的引导。
So not only do we learn how to pray, but in fellowship we learn to how to accept God's guidance, His direction in fellowship.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
当你向我们解开你自己的时候。
And when you open yourself up to us,
我们没有办法不在你面前伏下来说。
Now we must prostrate before you and say,
你支配的荣耀称颂和感谢。
Now you're worthy of praises, worship, and thanksgiving.
因为你明明做了许多的功来彰显你的自己。
Because clearly you have done much work to express yourself.
你也暗暗地做了许多功来救赎我们。
And you have done much hidden work in order to redeem us.
又把我们从破破烂烂的里头带回到完全的荣美里。
And in our low estate, in our raggedness, you bring us to perfect beauty. We thank thee, Lord.
我们是谁？
Who are we?
你竟然如此的恩待了我们。
That you will deal so kindly with us.
但愿我们真知道。
May we truly know.
你是唯一可寻找的神。
You are the only God who we shall seek.
可敬拜的神
the only God whom we shall worship,
吸引我们一生到永远做一个赞美感谢你的人。
He draw us to be one who forever will praise and worship you.
谢谢主。
We thank thee, Lord.
因为你没有留下一样好处不给我们。
Because you did not withhold any good thing from us.
再一次说。
And once again we say,
荣耀称颂归给主。
And all glory and praises be unto thee, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.